New research released Thursday by the University of Utah sheds light on the connections between socioeconomic status and cancer, and the results are not what you might expect. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
When you're born, how wealthy your family is, the type of education they have, and what kind of neighborhood you grew up in could determine how much you're at risk for cancer as an adult. That's according to new research from the University of Utah's Huntsman Cancer Institute. The study, published in the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, studied Utah residents in Salt Lake and Weber counties. Heidi Hansen is one of the authors of the paper. She and the other researchers looked at anonymous individuals' families when they were young.
When individuals fill out a birth certificate, they put the parent's occupation industry on that. So it combines the average income for that occupation and the education level for that occupation.
Then, using census information,
we're able to take a census tract. We're able to geolocate individuals.
And finally, they compared that data with how likely the same individual was to have cancer as an adult. It's rare to be able to study individuals over a lifetime. They found that some cancers, breast, melanoma, and prostate, were higher for individuals from high socioeconomic status, while cervical cancer affected more women from low socioeconomic status. The specific reasons why these trends occur aren't yet known, but Hansen emphasized that the ability to take an in-depth look is important.
To understand cancer, we need to not only look at disease risk at the time an individual is diagnosed with cancer, we really need to backdate that and to look at their entire life history.
Otherwise, Hansen says, we'll be missing a big part of the story. Eric Newman, KUER News.